call for our inspiration this morning by the song. Amen. I believe that's our prayer this morning, that the chariot of fire will swing low and pick us onto higher grounds this morning by his word. Amen. Do you all love him? We thank the Lord for the week, and he has opened yet another week for us. Let's just bow down our heads for prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, yes, our heart rejoicing this morning, the beginning of another week, Lord, and here we are right in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the sunshine out there, Lord, or even your breath that is upon us, Lord Jesus, blood circulating in us, Lord. You have given us the power of speech, even to call upon your name, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We bless you for all that you did for us the week that has gone. And now, Lord, this morning, here we are in your presence, Lord Jesus. And even as we have sang this song that, Lord, swing low, yes, Lord, let your chariot of fire swing low this day, O Lord. Even for our Sunday schools, for the worship and songs and praises, or for the word that will come, Lord, swing low, Lord Jesus, and pick us, Lord Jesus, onto higher grounds, Lord. Oh, for us to catch the glimpse of glorious bright this morning. Father, we want to commit now our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, even as we read your word of God. You are the teacher. Lord, come, teach us this morning. Place your word of God and minister it into our hearts. We ask it in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you as we stand in. We shall read Revelation 2:7. It's on the church of Ephesus. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. Lord Jesus, this is your word, O God. Yes, Lord, how, Father, we will be so grateful, Lord, this morning, that, Lord, you give unto us the tree of life. Lord, that's all that we need, O God. So, Lord, minister your word to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated, and you are welcome to the house of the Lord for another week. Amen. Yes, we have been on this thought about the Nicolaitan spirit, the Nicolaitan, the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And we saw how it started right from the church of Ephesus as a deed, and then it overlapped into the second age, Smyrna. And when it went to Smyrna now, that deeds, the people now form something like a group in the church. Amen. They formed another gathering. See, this church, there is another gathering in the church. And the prophet said, already the church means the called out people. Amen. But any other gathering, if it is not of God, is a gathering of Satan. So the Bible calls it a synagogue of Satan. Praise the Lord. So any gathering, we have groups. Like here we have groups. We have the youth as a group. We have the evangelistic group. Praise the Lord. But they are all within the heart, the church. It's all within the frame of the church. It's part of what? The church. But when there is a gathering which is not by the authority of the church, but it's some group that have made themselves different or trying to be different from what actually the word of God says, then it becomes a gathering of the enemy, Satan, which the Bible called it the synagogue of Satan. So we see that in the church of Smyrna, the second church age, These deeds of the Nicolaitans, now they have become a group. And then it overlapped into the third church age, the Pergamos. And when it went to Pergamos now, they brought in a doctrine. So we see that in Pergamos, there were two different doctrines in the church. As the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, now the deeds have now changed to become what? A doctrine. And now they've added another doctrine, the doctrine of Balaam. You see? So the church is getting what? Darker and darker. It is running out of what? The leadership of the Holy Spirit. So we see that in Pergamos, when Jesus was addressing the church, that's Revelation 2:14 and 15. When he was addressing the church, he said, "I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam." Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. See, look at the work of that doctrine. Amen. But they are all spiritual. Amen. See. And then 15, he said, "So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate." Amen. But when you look from the verse 13, how Jesus introduced himself, he spoke the good things of Pergamos church. He spoke the good things. Let me just read it quickly here. Pergamos. Yeah, he said, "And to the angel of the church of in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name." You see, he was commending the true believers that were in the church. You see, though you are in a place where Satan is. But you see, he said, "Thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth." You see, so Jesus commended the true Christians in Pergamos, and then he spoke about what? The second group also. So you could see that, as the prophet has been saying all the time, that Jesus always speaks to what? The two different churches. The true vine and the false vine. He speaks to both of them. Amen. So here is an example that in this church, there were what? The true believers, and then that gathering, which is the synagogue of Satan, he spoke to what? Both of them. Amen. You see, that's where most of the time the deception comes. Like God spoke to Balaam and at the same time spoke to Moses. And Balaam could prophesy. He prophesied the coming of Jesus Christ. Could you see that? See, that's where the deception, see, it said it will be as what? So close. And if it's possible, it will deceive what? The very elect. But the elect will never be deceived. The elect will always know the difference. Amen. See, so it is. See, so God speaks to both churches. And then his gifts, he gives to all of them, because the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. See, and so they perform miracles and everything. So, oh, that church, their bishop, oh, when he lay hands, look, no sickness, you'll be healed. But, you see, the word, And then these same people who baptize in the name of what? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's what? That's the work of Satan. See? That's the work of Satan. He takes the word of God and then he injects his own one word into it, as he gave to Eve in the Garden of Eden. You see? So now, let's speak a little about the true believers, because we don't need to concentrate only on what the that group. Let's look at what they give. So we go back to Ephesus, and he was saying, Jesus was saying, "He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life," amen, "which is in the midst of a paradise of God," you see. So, I believe everyone here would like to eat of the tree of life, amen, because it's a divine grace for you to receive the tree of life and eat of it. But it's only for what? Overcomers. It's only for overcomers. And, you know, in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees standing in the midst of it, which we all know, the tree of life, and the other one was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And man was to live by the tree of life. God admonished man to eat of the tree of life. Praise the Lord. So we are going to find out why God said so and how great it is to be eating of what the tree of life. Then the prophet said, this tree of life is mentioned three times. We've learned it already. Three times in the book of Genesis and three times in the book of Revelation. See, how is it? Praise the Lord. So it's something very, very important to eat of the tree of life. And so it shows that he is what? The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. So the beginning and the end is the same. Got to be the same. Praise the Lord. The tree of life. Apart from that, my brother, you eat of anything else, it is death. Amen. So the prophet said these six places where the tree of life was spoken, it symbolizes exactly the same thing. That means it talks about one same person. Amen. So now, let's look at it here. What is this tree of life? What is this tree of life? Now, the tree of life surely had to be a person. Amen. The tree of life had to be a person. The prophet quoted Psalm 1:1-3. He said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth on the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and the Lord of the Lord doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree." See, so man is being referred to as what? A tree. "He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruits in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." So we will come on that. But now let's look at this particular tree of life. Who is it? And we all know already that is what is our Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's only one man that can give life. There's only one man that can give life. So when we speak about the tree of life, then that means Jesus. Praise God. Because he himself said he is the fountain of life. Amen. At the same time, he said he's what? Fountain of life. And we remember in the wilderness when the children of God came to a place where there was no water. Amen. How God asked Moses to stand upon the mountain of Horeb and speak to it, smite it, and there will come what? Water. He, God, will stand on that mountain. And Moses should come and smite it with the rod, and water will gush out. Amen. You see? So he is what? The fountain of life. Praise the Lord. And the scripture even confirms it, that the rock that was following them through the wilderness was what? Christ. If you want to know that scripture, is 1 Corinthians 10:4. See? So the 1 Corinthians 10:4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. See? So the fountain of life is what? Christ. And at the same time, he says he is the well of life. The well of life. Well, that also we can refer to John 4, where the woman at the well, when she met with Jesus Christ, Jesus told her, anyone that drink of this water will thirst again. But the water that I will give unto you, it will become like a well in you, springing up unto what? Everlasting life. You see? So he is what? A well of life also. And at the same time, he said, I am the bread of life. See? So, we talk about life, it's all about what? Jesus Christ. Amen. So, now let's look at why we got to eat this tree of life. But that is very, very, very important for us to eat of the tree of life. You know, the tree of life was given to Adam to eat, and they rejected it and ate of the other tree. And for that reason, God took away the tree of life. And even as the scripture says, he even asked what? The cherubims to guide it so that no one can back to it. And they were sent out from what? The Garden of Eden. Amen. Where the tree of life was. They were sent out from that garden. So man missed that tree of life right from the beginning. That brought sin to us. But he said, I will restore. Amen. I will restore. All the years that the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillars, and the locusts have eaten, I will restore. You see. So definitely the restoration had to come back. That's why Jesus came to pay the price of sin. So that the restoration of what? The tree of life will come back again in the end time. You see, tree of life in Genesis, tree of life will come in the end also. The same time, you see, as is in the word of God. See, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. You see. So, now let's look at a scripture in John 11, 21, 29. That was the time when Jesus went to Jerusalem, the triumphal entry, after the Hosanna, everything. The Bible says he and his disciples went back to Bethany. They went back to Bethany. Oh, what did I say? John 11. Oh, then I've given a wrong. Hold on. I needed to talk about he's the resurrection and the life also. Amen. So that's the scripture. So he's the resurrection, the life, the bread of life, the well of life, the fountain of life. So that's the scripture, because I'm following the scripture. So I missed that one. So now let's look at this a scripture in Mark 11, 12 to 14. That's what I was saying, that after the triumphal entry, Jesus and the disciples went back to Bethany. And then he said the following day, the following morrow, amen, they started going back to Jerusalem again. And brother, at that time, Jesus was really going, no compromise. He was in uncompromising mood. That was the time he whipped the people out from the temple of God. You see. So on their way going, let's read it as it is there. And on the morrow, when they come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Then when you come down to 21, you see that when they were coming back, he said, and Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Amen. Now, let's look at it. He came to this fig tree, green leaves, but there were no fruits. Praise the Lord. There were no fruits. But the Bible says the time of the figs was not yet. That means it has not reached its season to bear fruits. Praise the Lord. It has not reached its season to bear fruits. So there were no fruits. Then why Jesus cursed it? See? Why Jesus cursed it? It wasn't time for to bear fruit. Then Jesus cursed it. Why? My brother, that's the thing. Amen. As we read Psalm 1, verse 1, said any man that will not stand in the way, that will not walk in the ways of the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, or sit on the seat of scoffers, but his delight will be on the law of the Lord. That's the word of God. Meditating upon it day and night, he said, you will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers. Amen. A tree that is planted by the rivers will never die. Dry season, it is always what? Fresh. Amen. With fruits. Amen. Because the ground is standing on is saturated. Always drawing what? Water from the rivers of waters. Amen. And so fruits, he'll be bearing fruits and everything all season. Amen. That is what the spiritual also. And so we see that if you eat the tree of life, the word of God, my brother, it is not a question of from one revival to one revival. This Sunday you are okay, tomorrow you are not okay. No, sir. It is what? Straight power of God, the fire of God in you throughout. Amen. You see, you eat the tree of life. That is all. That means all, whether it is summer, winter, autumn, whatever the time is, wherever you are, whether in your home, in your working places, wherever, you are the same man with what? The power of God in you. Amen. And so Jesus, as I said, when he was going back to Jerusalem, it was uncompromising. He was telling the disciples something. He's telling us something. That when I come and you are not bearing fruits, that's the end. You get it? Praise the Lord. When I come back and you are not bearing any fruits, you'll be withered away. Praise God. That's all about it. Let's read quickly. You know, Matthew 3:10. He said, and now the axe is laid upon the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth forth not forth good fruits is what? Hewed down and cast into fire. So that's it. It wasn't the fig tree ceasing to bear fruits, but he cursed it just to tell a message that when I come, it is not a question of, it is not my season. Amen. Amen. God has no season. Amen. God has no what? Time. Amen. It is what? Eternity. Amen. You should be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost throughout. I want to come and see you what? Bearing fruits. Amen. He said, when I come, will I see what? Faith. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Next week, Lord willing, we will continue because our time is up. Amen. Amen. God, have you got the whole thing? Amen. 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 Why we got to eat the tree of life? So that we'll bear fruits all seasons. Amen. Amen. If not, you will be hewed down. Cast into what? Cast into fire. So my brother, this bread of life. Amen. This tree of life. Let us eat it really well. Amen. Amen. God, which bless you. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And now even this morning, as we are with great expectation, Lord, to eat of the tree of life. Lord, let it come in abundance, Lord, to fill our hearts, Lord Jesus, because we want to bear fruits. Even as it's written that by our fruits you are glorified, Lord, because you are the vine and we are the branches, Lord. Now, Father, we want to commit our song leader into your hands and the musicians, our instruments, everything. We want to worship you this morning. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name. So, Lord Jesus, sanctify our lips, our hands, and everything as we give glory to you, Lord. Let your ear come down and, Lord, see us. And all that we will need today through your word of God, we will receive in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you, brethren.